The Lucy Desi Comedy Hour. With special guest stars Ida Lupino and Howard Duff. With Vivian Vance, William Frawley, and Little Ricky.
And now, let's return to today's episode of Hope Springs Eternal. Will Hope call off her marriage date with mild-mannered Rodney? Will Rodney cancel his impending departure so that wedding bells may ring? Or will he let his inability to make a decision stand in the way of true happiness? Let's listen.
Hope, darling, don't take it so hard.
But Rodney...
It's not forever, Hope.
Must you leave? Just now? Now that we've found true love?
I must have time to think.
Rodney, I want you to know I'll always be waiting for you.
This isn't goodbye, Hope, my love. It's just farewell.
Does Rodney really mean farewell? Will he return? Tune in tomorrow at the same time for Hope Springs.
I will.
Honey,
I can wake up the kids every morning.
But camps usually have a bugler for that.
Oh. Then I can wake up the bugler. Please, Mommy.
Well, all right. I guess you can take it.
Where are you and Daddy going for your summer vacation?
Same place we went last year.
But you didn't go anyplace last year.
Well, that's where we're going this year.
Gee, Mommy, that's too bad.
Yeah, well... Look, honey, you take these upstairs and put them next to your suitcase, and I'll pack them later. That's a good boy.
Oh, hiya there, partner.
Hi, Daddy.
Are you getting ready to go to scout camp?
Daddy, can I take Mommy along with me?
Oh, I'm afraid not. Mommies don't go to scout camps.
Oh. Sorry, Mommy.
I wonder if the Cub Scouts have a camp for den mothers.
Well, I got good news for you.
Don't tell me you know of one.
No. You remember Harry Bailey? The guy that pulled out the axe of the club?
Oh, yeah, Harry Bailey. I never cared much for him.
Well, he came over today, and somehow or other we started to talk about summer vacations.
He never remembers my name. I bet he's met me 100 times.
Well, he's a little absent-mindable. He's a nice guy.
I think he's a big bore. Oh,
well, he has this
how
place.
How do you do? How do you do? Very
well, you
pleased
let me finish
to meet
my
you. Every
that...
time he meets me,
Lucy.
How do you do? What?
Harry has a lodge up in the mountains, and he's invited us to use it next week.
Well, good old Harry Bailey. He's a real sweetheart. Can we really go?
Sure. I'm going to take the whole week off.
Well, good old Ricky Ricardo. He's a sweetheart, too.
I thought you'd be happy.
Where is this place?
It's in Vermont someplace. He gave me the name. Got it right here. It's called Lake Wahasagatakapu.
Lake Wahasagatakapu. Let me see that. That's Lake Wahasagatakapu.
Well, anyway, I got Vermont right.
Gee, if we're going next week, I better start getting my things together.
And you know, the best part about it is that there's plenty of room up there, so we can ask the nurses to go with us.
Oh?
Yeah, he said that the fishing is just great. He says it's loaded with fish over there. Fred and I can have a ball. I think I'll go tell him right now.
Wait a minute, honey. Do we have to ask the Mertzes to go with us?
What do you mean?
Well, just this once, couldn't we go without them?
Why, honey, we haven't taken a vacation without the Mercers in years.
I know, but I thought just this once it might be fun and a lot more romantic if we just went away by ourselves. You know, just the two of us. Well, you don't look very happy about the idea.
I'm happy about, you know, being alone and everything like that. It's just that, well, who am I going to go fishing with?
Me, I love fishing.
You hate fishing.
Well, I know, but if I'm all alone with you, I'll force myself to love it.
Oh, honey, if we don't ask the Mercers, we're going to hurt their feelings.
Oh, honey, they'll understand. All you have to do is tell them why we're not asking them.
Me? What should I tell them? You're the one that doesn't want them.
Oh, now, honey, it's easy. All you have to do is tell them that a friend of yours has asked us up to his lodge at Lake Watchasakapu.
How can I tell them? I can't even pronounce it.
Well, tell them we're going to Vermont.
If it's that simple, you tell them, huh?
You're the man in the family. You wear the pants.
What do you call those things you're wearing?
Pedal pushers. Honey. Now you tell him.
I can't do it.
You are much better at this sort of thing.
Hello! How are you?
Hi. Well, hi. We were just talking about you.
Yeah, you were?
What about?
We were just saying that, what were we saying about them, dear?
About who?
The Mercers? Ethel and Fred.
Oh, the Mercers. You're saying what great friends we are.
Yeah. And how we've never been apart and how does the rest of it go, dear?
The rest of it? Don't you remember?
Me? You're the one with the memory.
I get the feeling they're trying to tell us something.
That's funny. I get the feeling they're trying not to.
Look, we're going to a lodge in the mountains next week.
I was invited by a friend of mine.
Harry Bailey.
Oh, that's wonderful. We're going to Atlantic City.
Great!
Well, yeah, I was invited by an enemy of mine.
Who?
Ethel Mertz. Hotel is costing us 50 smackers in advance yet.
That's a lot of money, 50 bucks a day.
That's 50 bucks a week.
Oh.
Well, so you're going to Atlantic City, huh? Well, what a shame. We were just going to ask you to go to the mountains with us.
Aw, thanks anyway, honey, but we kind of got our hearts set on the seashore.
Oh, what a crime. It's a beautiful lodge, and Ricky says that the fishing is great.
Good fishing, huh?
Yeah.
Hey, why don't we go to the mountains with them? We can go to the seashore next year.
That's a great idea.
I'll write the hotel and get my money back.
Oh, Fred, remember what the man said. No refunds.
Like I was saying, this is the year for the seashore.
It's too bad we can't spend our vacations together.
Yeah, it sure is. Gee, Ethel, I've never been so disappointed in my whole life.
We'll see you later.
Well, you got lucky again. Everything worked out all right.
Some friends those Mertzes turned out to be. All this time planning their vacation, they weren't even going to ask us to go with them.
I'm going to worry if I'm going to go to sleep.
Sleep? At this hour? It's only 8:30.
Well, I know, dear, but we got to get some rest. We're going to get up at 5 o'clock in the morning to go fishing. Good night.
Honey?
Hmm?
I thought maybe we could take a moonlight stroll along the lake.
Maybe tomorrow night. I'm pretty pooped.
Pretty coat. Whatever happened to that hot-blooded Latin I married?
Latins can have Thai blood, too.
Frankie Ricardo, you come here. Just come over here. Look at that beautiful moon. Look at the way it shines on the lake. Doesn't that mean anything to you?
Yep.
What?
Miss is going to be nice and clear tomorrow for fishing.
Honest. You should have married a fish.
Oh, now, honey.
Well, if it's going to be like this, we might as well go right back home.
Now, look, dear. I would love to take a moonlight stroll with you if I wasn't all dressed up for bed.
Well, I'll fix that. You just put this on, and you won't have any excuse why you can't take a little moonlight stroll with me.
What's my guitar doing here?
Oh, well, I just thought maybe sometime when we were out on the lake together, you could serenade me.
Oh, no.
Why not?
Well, that'd scare the fish away. Well, just a minute, will you? I don't want to get a shill.
Oh, it'd be too bad if you got a shill, hothouse plant.
Unlock windows, a little trick I learned when I used to play Sam Spade.
Good old absent-minded Harry Bailey. He was going to leave the key on the ledge above the door.
Yeah, well, it's a good thing for us he is absent-minded, otherwise he would have locked the window.
Harry isn't the only absent-minded one. If you'd remember to fill the gas tank, we wouldn't have had to walk these last 2 miles.
Okay, so I forgot. Hey, it's a crazy lodge, isn't it?
Yeah.
Boy, am I glad to get here. I'm exhausted.
Oh. You're exhausted? You made me carry the luggage.
So what? You made me carry you?
Oh, sweetheart, I'm so glad this personal appearance tour is over.
Yeah, I know, honey. It's been a grind, but we both agreed it's important to keep contact with the public.
I didn't realize we'd lose contact with each other. Do you know we haven't spent 1 minute alone since we left California?
Yeah, I know, honey. But thanks to good old Harry Bailey, we're going to be alone for a whole week. Sweetheart. Do you have to keep these things on forever?
It's night.
Well, you're not going to have to hide behind these things up here. I'm the only one around, and I already have your autograph. Come on, let's get organized.
Oh, isn't it exciting? Just think, the two of us alone together for a whole week in this romantic place. No people, no press, no photographers. It's going to be divine. Howard, look.
Huh?
A swimming pool, and it's bigger than ours.
Honey, that's a lake.
It must cost a fortune to keep it heated.
Hey, look! Old Harry even left us some food. How about that?
Good old Harry. Now we won't have to hike into the village for breakfast in the morning.
Well, come on. Let's unpack.
Yes. Howie, we'll take that bedroom over there.
This one here.
Why?
Because it's closer and I'm beat. Come on, let's turn it.
But Howie, it's so early. And this place has such a romantic atmosphere.
So?
Well, I thought maybe we'd build a fire and kind of snuggle in front of it.
Oh, honey, I didn't come up here to work.
It's when is snuggling with me work?
Oh, honey, of course it isn't, but building a fire is. Besides, I've got to get up at dawn and go fishing, you see.
Oh. All right. If you're going fishing in the morning, I'm going with you.
Are you kidding? You never got up before noon in your life unless you got paid for it.
Sweetheart, to be alone on a lake with you, I'd get up at dawn for free.
Okay, all right, honey. We'll get up at 5 o'clock.
Five? Why so early?
Because that's what time dawn is. Oh. You see, Ida, honey, the fish bite best at dawn. It's when they eat their breakfast.
Can't we catch the ones that eat brunch? So beautiful.
We've been out there for an hour and a half. How much moon can you take?
I could watch it forever.
Well, maybe we should spend our vacation at Cape Canaveral.
Oh. Come on, I gotta get some sleep.
Thank you.
Where are the car keys?
Huh?
The car keys. Where are they? The car keys, honey. Where are they? Come on. Listen, don't go back to bed now. I think I left my sunglasses in the car, so I'm going to look for them.
Yeah.
All right. You get up. Up, 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 up. Come on now. Get dressed. Let's go.
Come on, honey, get up. It's 5 o'clock.
Oh, nice. The cocktail hour.
No, honey. Honey, it's 5 o'clock in the morning. Oh. Hey, I thought you were going fishing with me. Come on.
Go away, or I'll report you to the Screen Actors Guild.
Come on, up, 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 up.
Yeah.
Honey, come on. Get up and make me some breakfast, huh?
Oh, I made breakfast hours ago. I made breakfast, vacuumed the rugs, dusted the woodwork.
Thanks a lot. Honey, sometimes you amaze me.
Huh?
You're wonderful.
Thank you.
Well, I'm going to get dressed now. Come on, up and at 'em.
Yeah. Up and at 'em.
Nope. puedo encontrar los espejuelos en ningún lugar.
What's the matter?
Los espejuelos, my sunglasses. I can't find them any place.
Honestly, do you realize you've spent half of our married life looking for your sunglasses?
Yes. And you spend the other half telling me about it.
Come on, I'll help you look.
I could have sworn I left them in the car.
You're sweet.
You're sweet, too. Oh, look at that sunrise. Beautiful, huh?
Oh, yeah, it's just like a sunset, except it goes up instead of down.
Oh, come on, honey, get dressed. I'm going down to the lake and take a look at Harry's boat. Come on, get a move on us. It's getting late.
Late? How can it get late so early?
They were on the counter.
I don't remember leaving them there.
You're getting more absent-minded than Harry Bailey.
Hey, these are not mine. Mine are prescriptions.
Well, whose are those?
Harry's, I guess. I guess he forgot them.
Say, I'll bet you dropped your glasses in that box of groceries you brought in last night. I'll look.
All right, I'll keep looking through my clothes. I can't find those now.
Look what I found.
Oh, yeah, these are mine. Thank you.
Does wonders for your appetite.
Mm-hmm. I go to the car, get the tackle box, huh?
All right, I'll get my jacket.
Hiya!
Honey, this is Ricky Ricardo.
Oh, who's he?
The band leader.
Oh, that Ricky Ricardo.
How do you do?
Oh, how do you do?
How do you do?
How do you do?
What are you doing here?
Harry Bailey, the owner of this lodge, he said that we could use it for the week.
Oh, I see. Well, Harry is our agent, and he said that we could use the lodge for this week.
Good old absent-minded Harry. He's done it again. Well, isn't this just peachy?
Honey!
Don't tell me Harry Bailey invited you here, too.
I own the general store in the village. I just got a phone call from Mr. Bailey. He says to tell the folks who are staying here that he forgot to say there's another couple coming up. And he hopes you won't mind. Okay, I told you.
Thanks, we got the message.
Say, don't I recognize you?
Well, I suppose you do, darling.
Not you, lady, him. Ain't you Ricky Ricardo?
Yeah.
Me and the missus went to New York once, and we stopped at your nightclub on one of them $2 tours.
Oh!
I sure like the way you sing Baby Lou. Oh,
thank you, thank you.
I could listen to you all night, but the bus was leaving for Chinatown.
Oh.
So long.
So long.
Christ, wait till I tell the missus about this.
Don't they go to movies on those tours?
Well, I guess, one of us is gonna have to leave.
Yeah.
Yeah. One of us.
Yeah.
Well, I, guess there's only one thing to do, and that's, toss for it.
Okay.
Call it, Ricky.
Heads. Well, I don't think that's a very
heads,
good...
Heads, you win.
What were you saying, Mrs. Ricardo? Me? Nothing.
Well, it's too bad, honey. They won fair and square.
I sure feel terrible about this. Do you feel terrible enough to toss again? No. Let's pack.
Yeah.
And wait a minute. See, we don't want to rush you.
Well, you know, if you don't mind, I would kind of like to get in at least one day's fishing.
Oh, do you two like to fish?
Oh, I love it. She can't stand it.
Neither can Lucy. Listen, that gives me an idea.
Yeah?
This place is big enough for all of us. Why don't the four of us stay here and you and I can go fishing?
Well, that Ricky, sounds like a wonderful
Ricky,
idea.
You
Ricky,
know, the girls don't...
Ricky?
Yes?
Can I speak to you for a moment, please?
Excuse me a minute?
Oh, sure.
What's the matter with you? What you gonna do that for? We won the toss.
Well, I know, honey, but you know how you hate fishing. And besides, I thought you loved spending a whole week with two big movie stars.
Well, ordinarily I would, but this week I was looking forward to being all alone with you.
What's so special about being all alone?
Are you sure you're a full hot-blooded Latin?
It just doesn't seem nice to ask Howard and Ida to leave. Well, Howard, you ready to go fishing?
Oh, you bet. I got all my stuff down at the boat.
Well, come on. We're going to have a great week together.
Oh,
have a good time, girl.
Have a good time.
I got up at dawn. I'm sorry if I seem selfish. I mean about not wanting you around. It's just that I was hoping to be alone with my husband.
Oh, I understand, darling. I was hoping to be alone, too.
Well, we're alone, all right. Some vacation. I bet we've cleaned a million of these in the last 2 days. You'd have had a better time at the Fulton Fish Market. Well, anyway, wait till my friends find out that I spent my vacation cleaning fish with a big movie star.
Yeah. You'll be the envy of all the alley cats in the neighborhood.
You know, I wouldn't mind the boys fishing all day if they just didn't spend the evening playing gin rummy.
I wouldn't mind the gin rummy in the evening if they didn't dash to bed at 9 so they won't be too tired to go fishing in the morning.
You know, Ida, I think it's about time we did something about this.
Please. You're so right.
What'll we do?
We ought to be able to think of something. After all, darling, let's not forget. We still have our womanly wiles.
You're right. It's been so long since I used them, I forgot I had them. Well... Let's see.
I've got it.
Boy, you're fast.
Thank you. Now listen, this is what we'll do.
What?
This evening, when the boys are playing gin, you and I enter, wearing our most glamorous dresses and drenched in exotic perfume.
Then what?
Then when they see us, they'll forget all about playing gin because they won't be able to resist us.
They won't?
Of course not.
And we'll keep them up so late, they won't even want to go fishing in the morning.
Ida, you may look like a movie star, but you think like a wife.
Jen!
Hey, how about doubling the stakes? Now, give me a chance to get even.
You're the doctor.
Smell anything?
Yep.
Well?
Sweetheart, I've been on the boat all day long. I can't help smelling fishy.
Howie, baby.
Hmm?
I thought this evening we'd take a moonlight boat ride.
Sounds like a good idea.
You really think so?
Yeah, you two go right ahead.
I hope one of you knows how to row.
No. Listen, sweetheart. I meant you and I. Ooh, it's such a lovely evening.
Honey, I've been out on a boat all day today. I'm going to be on it all day tomorrow. So what do I want to go out on a boat tonight for?
Ricky, darling, I thought perhaps we, you and I, not Ida and me, could take a moonlight stroll along the lake.
Again? We did that the first night we were here.
Pardon me. We've had our moonlight stroll for the season.
Listen, sweetheart. We haven't taken a moonlight stroll.
What do you call that 2-mile hike we took when we ran out of gas?
Ricky, darling, perhaps we could go out and sit on the porch and you could serenade me! Serenade me!
What's that 8 of hearts? Right in the bottom, wouldn't you know?
Oh, boy. Well, I think I bliss you.
You sure did.
Does that mean the game's ended?
That's right.
Oh, wait a minute, Ricky. You can't quit now. You're way ahead of me.
Okay, we'll play some more. Honey, I'm awfully thirsty. Would you get us a couple of glasses of beer, please?
Whispering sweet nothings in your cute little ear.
Yeah, well, cut it out, will you? Ricky will think you're telling me something about his hand. Honey, you better close the window. You're catching cold. Ida, while you're up, get us some potato chips, will you?
Yes.
What are you doing?
I just want to sit on your lap.
You praying, Jen?
Well, go right ahead. Just pretend I'm not here.
But, honey, I can't see the cars or anything.
Well, don't you like me sitting on your lap?
Sure, dear.
Mm.
Was it?
No.
Whose turn is it to this car, you know?
Yours.
Shall we? Why not? What'll we play? What else? Old maid. Well, I'll say one thing. Either we're getting used to the smell or the boys are catching sweeter fish.
Ricky said this was going to be like a second honeymoon.
So did Howard.
There was only some way we could keep him from going fishing every day.
How are you going to do that? Drain the lake?
Hey!
Oh, come on.
No. I saw some tools out in the garage.
Yeah?
We could drill holes in their boat. When we go out tomorrow morning to get in, it'll be 3 feet underwater.
Brilliant idea.
Thank you.
It's brilliant. But it may be a little too nasty. Yeah. I guess it is too nasty. Well. Not too nasty.
You know, Howard, I think we should pay a little more attention to the girls. I had a feeling they were kind of hinting at it last night.
You may be right, Rick. Ida hasn't bitten my ear since our honeymoon.
I tell you what. Why don't we row them over to the island tonight for a picnic supper? It'd be a beautiful moonlight night.
Great idea. We'll go on to town and get some food so the girls won't have to cook.
Good.
You know, I may even break down and shave. This thing's getting pretty itchy.
Yeah, mine too. I don't know how those Cubans can stand it. Say, let's surprise them. We won't tell them anything until we come back from town.
Well, how are we going to keep the girls from going into town with us and finding out?
Don't you worry about it, then. This ought to take care of it.
Did you drill the holes yet?
Oh, yeah. Yeah, two in front and two in back. It's beginning to look like a piece of Swiss cheese.
I was afraid of that.
What do you mean?
The boys just got back from the village with a basket full of food, champagne. They're taking us on a picnic supper over to the island.
The island? How do they expect to get us over there?
On the SS Swiss cheese. Oh, I suppose we'll just have to move the picnic to the lodge.
Oh, no. No, I don't want to miss this opportunity with Ricky. The moonlight and that romantic island.
How do you expect to get over there? Have Alec Guinness build us a bridge?
Oh.
You go stall the boys. I'll figure out some way to plug up these holes. Good luck.
Gently down the stream. Merrily, 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 life is but a dream.
Merrily, 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 merrily,
life is but a dream. Merrily, 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 life is but a dream.
You're fabulous.
Yeah, I'm having a wonderful time. Yeah.
Isn't it good, Liz?
Sure is.
You know, I never saw it with the moonlight, you know?
I never did either.
This is really gorgeous with the moonlight. Isn't that where we fish over there?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Chewing gum! You want some chewing gum? I got plenty of chewing gum for
you. No, thanks.
Sure you don't want some?
No, sir.
You want some?
Yes, sir. You know, we should do this every night. It's really beautiful.
Yes, for sure.
Are you going there?
I'm starved. This sea air gives me an appetite. I'm going to get a sandwich. Oh, you darling boys. I'm just crazy about this picnic idea.
What's your sandwich, eh?
I already ate it and washed my face.
Oh. Hey, isn't that the place right over there where you caught that big one?
Yeah. Come on, boys, sure. Let's get going.
What's the rush? Let's stay here.
Yeah.
Stay here? How long?
Oh, yes, for a little while. It's so pretty, you know. The moon is so beautiful and everything. I'm so tired of rowing all day long, aren't you?
Yeah.
Come on, let's change seats and just stay here for a while.
Yeah.
Come on.
Yeah, I had a honey.
All right.
Come up here and sit next to Daddy, huh? Uh-huh.
Yeah.
Oh, come on,
sure.
There.
Uh-huh.
Come on.
Okay.
Yeah, I'll help
you.
Oh,
you
thanks. Know, thanks,
when we were
Ricky.
First caught it.
Oh, steady.
Yeah. Here we are.
Don't oh, get the boat. No, come on, I don't get wet.
Is this fun, huh?
Yeah.
Hey, Ricky, how about a little serenade, huh?
Well, all right. What would you like to hear?
Something short. And sweet.
All right.
Kiss me.
Honey, throw that thing away. The gum.
All right. Ido, would you throw my gum away, please?
Why can't you throw it away?
Well, Ida's a much better gum thrower than I am. Oh, yes, yeah, she's right. Listen, I'm the greatest little gum thrower in the whole world.
Oh.
We're drifting, Ricky. Help me with the anchor, will you? Excuse me, Lucy.
Okay, it's a good spot. You know what we should have done? We should have brought our tackle and see if they got any fishy tonight. Yeah. I bet you that the fish is real good tonight. Yeah. Flash out. Yeah. Head down. Tight?
Yeah. We got enough.
Okay. Bad.
Excuse me.
Excuse me, dear.
Yeah,
be careful
yep.
Now.
Go.
Careful.
Honey, what's the matter?
Oh, I just want you to come closer. Come on.
Oh, sure. Well, easy now.
Oh,
I didn't know you felt that way.
How you doing in there?
When you
you serenade me. I just like to have my head in your lap. Shivers up and down my spine.
Everybody,
I got some gum on my foot.
Uh-huh.
What are you doing down there?
Oh, I just want to look in those beautiful blue eyes of yours.
Oh, you're
kidding.
Yeah.
Come
out, Ida.
Darlings, we hate to leave, but we should get back so that Howard can take care of that cove.
Yes. Yeah.
Well, I sure had a lot of fun fishing with you.
I had a grand time, Ricky, and be sure and send me my half of the bill to get Harry's boat fixed.
Well, all right, but I still think I should pay for it. After all, it was my wife's bright idea to drill the holes.
Now, don't give her all the credit. We collaborated.
Oh, yeah. Well, don't brag about it.
Ricky, I do feel terrible about your guitar.
Oh, don't worry about that. It'll be all right. As soon as I get home, I'll iron it out.
Well, we should be going.
No.
Goodbye, Ricky,
bye-bye,
darling.
Thanks again. Bye. Not too close for a call.
Yeah, goodbye.
Thanks again, Ricky. I sure love
you. If you're ever out in California, be sure and look us up.
Thank you. Thank you very much.
Yes. If you'll give us a little notice, we'll fill the swimming pool with trout.
Bye-bye.
Bye.
Gee, they sure are nice people.
Oh, they sure are, honey.
But I'm still glad they left. At last, we're alone.
And we're gonna spend every minute of it together.
Really, Ricky?
You bet. You're just the two of us.
Surprise! What are you doing here?
Well, you said you wished we could join you, and we got to thinking how selfish we were down there in Atlantic City, and you two so lonesome up here without us, so here we are.
Oh! How's the fishing, Rick?
Oh, it's just great.
No kidding?
All you gotta do is just drop the line in the water.
Any big ones?
Tremendous.
Waiting for?
Well, come on. I'll take you down and show you what the... Right. I'm telling you, we had a little trouble with the boat. We got this right from the shore.
Oh, great.
You've never seen so much trout in your whole life.
Well, that's the last we'll see of our husbands until we go home.
Yeah?